Thank you, Sharon, for reading the Word of God for us. And then it is lovely to see you guys again. And before we come to study God's Word, let us ask our living God for His help to understand it and also to be changed by it. Let's come to our Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this opportunity to gather here to study your Word. As we study your Word, help us by your Holy Spirit to understand it, and also help us to apply today's message in our life so that we may be strengthened and changed by it. And please be with me, Lord, as I'm teaching your word. Help me to be clear and help me to be faithful and true to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Last year, my wife Sue and I went to Melbourne for a holiday. We knew Melbourne is a lovely city like Sydney. I'm not sure which one is better, but yeah. We also knew there were so many things to enjoy there, such as delicious coffee and cake, museums, and the Queen Victoria Market, and so on. So we are really excited to enjoy all of those lovely things. Yet, as we arrived at Melbourne, we really enjoyed something that we didn't expect. It was the fantastic music from street performers. It was on Bourke Street, and one guy was singing and playing the guitar. Sue and I were on our way to accommodation, but we couldn't resist but to stay and to listen. So it wasn't only us who were staying, but so many people gathered around to listen to his music. And after the musician finished the song, everyone gave him a loud applause for his amazing performance. And it was indeed good to give him a loud applause because everyone was so blessed by his great performance. In the same way, the psalmist in Psalm 92 proclaims that it is good to praise the Lord because we, as God's people, are so blessed by his amazing works of his hands. So the psalmist proclaims that as God's people, as his creatures, it is not only right and fulfilling, but it is also good to praise the Lord for the great works that he has done for his people like you and me. As it says in verse 1, it is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High. And please notice that in verse 2, the psalmist is calling us to praise the Lord for his love in the morning and his faithfulness at night. This shows that as God's people, we are meant to praise the Lord not only on Sunday at worship, but also every day in the morning and night. So the psalmist is simply calling us as God's people to praise the Lord every day for who he is and what he has done for us. He's compelling us to praise God's love and faithfulness in our daily life as he truly believes that it is good to praise the Lord. And having said that it is good to praise the Lord in verses 1 to 3, the psalmist then in verses 4 to 5 tells us why we should praise the Lord. Why is it good to remember God's love and faithfulness? And why is it good to acknowledge his greatness in our life? It is because of the great works that God has done for his people. As it says in verses 4 to 5, for you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done. How great are your works, Lord. How profound your thoughts. Please notice that the great works indicate all the things that God has done in our life, for health and strength, for food and shelter, for beautiful flowers and lovely music, and of course, coffees and Leamingtons. And also, yeah, I love Leamingtons, and also the privilege that we can live in this peaceful country, Australia, where we can come to our Sunday worship without fear of persecution. Yet, first and foremost, the great works of God indicate what God has done for us to give us salvation. That our Heavenly Father has loved us, that he looked upon us with kindness and compassion, that he sent his one and only Son into the world to die on the cross on our behalf, that in him we are completely saved and forgiven. So the psalmist is compelling us to praise the Lord for the great works that God has done for our life and salvation. Yet, it is not always easy to praise our God for his love and faithfulness every day, is it? I'm not sure about you, but it does apply to me. Because sometimes we don't feel the joy of praising the Lord. We don't feel like acknowledging God's greatness, and we don't feel like giving thanks for the great works that God has done for us. Because for many of us, there's a lot in life that makes us struggle. We have trials and heartache that can crush our spirit. We have confusion and uncertainty that can cloud our vision of God, making us question whether our God is truly great, whether our God is truly loving and caring for us, and whether our God is always faithful to us. However, we should not allow our feelings to govern our life. We should not allow our circumstances to change our vision of God. But we should praise the Lord for his love and faithfulness in the morning and night, because our God is indeed great. It is true that our God is faithful, and it is true that our God has done the great works for us to give us good things for our life and for our salvation. And this love of God and his faithfulness is demonstrated as we count so many blessings in our life, but first and foremost, as we reflect what he has done for us to give us salvation by sending his Son Jesus into this world, so that in him we can be saved and forgiven. So it is good to praise the Lord every day in the morning and night without any hesitation, because of the love of God and his faithfulness is already demonstrated in our life through his Son, Jesus Christ. I have a great neighbor, and his name is Brandon. I love Brandon because he has been so kind to me. Brandon and I have an unspoken agreement. We never talked about it, but we always take each other's bins out on Thursday evening and bring them in on Friday morning. And it doesn't matter who does it. Whoever sees the full bins first, that person takes the bins out. And whoever sees the empty bins first, that person brings them in. And this applies whenever we are on holidays. I do the bins for Brandon, and he does them for me. So while I was on holiday, I did not worry about my bins at all, because I was certain that Brandon would take care of them, as he has already demonstrated his faithfulness and kindness towards me. In the same way, our God, who is greater than my friend Brandon, he has already demonstrated his faithfulness and love towards you through his Son, Jesus Christ. So we should not allow our feeling or our circumstances to change our vision of our God. But we should praise our God for his love and faithfulness in the morning and night, because it is true that our God is great. It is true that our God is faithful and loving, and it is true that our God has done the great works for our life and salvation. And let me tell you, this is demonstrated in his Son, Jesus Christ. So indeed, what the psalmist says is right, that it is good to praise the Lord. The second point that the psalmist wants to draw attention to is that it is good to praise the Lord because of the blessings that we can expect from him. The first blessing the righteous can expect from our God is that they will increase in strength. Verse 12 says, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree and will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, which indicates that they will increase in power, life, and energy. The second blessing the righteous can expect from God is that they will be nurtured and protected by God. Verse 13 says, the righteous is like a tree that is planted in the house of the Lord, flourishing in the courts of God. This means God will protect and care for the righteous, his people. God will look after them and nurture them and make them flourish. As it says in verse 14, they will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. And please notice that these blessings from God are promised to all believers, the righteous, God's people like you and me. So we may have experienced a portion of it in our life. Yet, we have to be aware that God's blessings are not limited to this physical world, but beyond this world. His blessing for us endures forever. So the psalmist proclaims that in God, we are blessed not only in this life, but eternally. In him, we will stay fresh and green. We will bear fruit in our old age, and we will flourish forever. However, this is not for the wicked. They can't expect blessing from God that lasts forever. So they may flourish in this life for a little while, in this physical world, but it will not last forever. As it says in verse 7, that though the wicked spring up like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. Please notice that the wicked are not blessed like the righteous because they are spiritually ignorant of God. This means they may be intelligent, smart, they may be rich and famous, yet they don't embrace the divine truth that the Lord is the Lord of all. They simply don't believe that there is a Most High God who will judge the wicked and bless the righteous. So they may flourish in this life. They may prosper. They may increase in power and fame. But at best, it is for short term only. However, unlike the wicked, we'll stay fresh and green. We will bear fruit. We will flourish forever because we believe the divine truth that the Lord is the Lord of all. There is no God greater than the Lord, not now and never. As the psalmist says in verse 8, but you, Lord, are forever exalted. Yet, please remember that we should not take any credit or glory for the eternal blessing that we can expect from God. This is because it is given to us not because of what we have done, what we have achieved, but because of what God has done through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are assured to expect this eternal blessing without any doubts and uncertainty, because God sent his Son Jesus into the world to be judged on the cross on our behalf, so that in him we don't have to be expect to be judged, but rather to be blessed eternally. So yes, indeed, the psalmist writes that it is good to praise the Lord. It is right to give all the glory and all the honor to God alone, because we are saved, we are forgiven, we are blessed eternally, not because of what we have done or what we have achieved, but because of what God has done through his Son, Jesus Christ, that in him we will stay fresh and green, we will bear fruit in our old age, and we will flourish forever. In our church in Mosman, we are doing a cafe ministry to reach out to the community. So one day, my wife Sue baked some yummy cupcakes for our cafe ministry. So I took them to our cafe, and I did my best to display them nicely. They look really great, so I confidently asked the people to try them. So they tasted them and said they were really, really great. And then one person asked me a question saying, "This is really good. Did you bake them?" And then I was tempted to say yes. But I said, "No, my wife baked them." Then the person gave all the glory, all the compliments, all the praise to my wife for the cupcakes. And it was right and it was good to give all the credit and glory to my wife, not to me, because it was indeed my wife, Sue, who baked them. In the same way, it is right, it is good to praise the Lord and give all the glory to Him alone for our salvation and eternal blessing, because it is given to us, not because what we have done or what we have achieved, but because of what He has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. So we should not take any credit or glory for the eternal blessing, but we should give all the glory, all the praise to our God alone. So it is right, it is indeed good to praise the Lord for what He has done in our life. Then how can we apply this message in our real life? As the psalmist says, "Let us praise the Lord and let us acknowledge His greatness and proclaim His goodness. And in doing so, we pray that God will be glorified and honored for what He has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray that our non-Christian friends, family, and neighbors will hear our praise and join us in praising the Lord so that they can also enjoy the eternal blessing that we have in our Lord, our King, Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father God, it is indeed not only right, but also good to praise You for what You have done for us. We give You thanks for Your love and faithfulness, and we give You thanks for what You have done through Your Son, Jesus Christ, that in Him we can confidently expect the eternal blessing that lasts forever. Father, we pray for our non-Christian friends, family, and neighbors, that You would open their hearts to see that You are the Most High God. We pray that they will soon join us in praising the Lord and enjoy the eternal blessing together that we have in Your Son, our King, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.